Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Grand Gulf. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings you deep dives into the pages of Wikipedia, shining a light on the stories, people, and events that shape our world. Today, we're traveling back to a crucial moment in American history, the Battle of Grand Gulf, a pivotal conflict during the Vicksburg Campaign of the American Civil War. Imagine it's April 29th, 1863, a day that would become a key chapter in the Union's struggle to gain control of the Mississippi River. This waterway was like the superhighway of the 19th century. It was vital for trade, transport, and strategic military advantage. Holding the Mississippi meant splitting the Confederate states and severing their lines of communication and supply. That was the big goal for the Union forces under the command of Major General Ulysses S. Grant. The Battle of Grand Gulf was fought near the Grand Gulf, Mississippi, where Confederate fortifications lined the bluffs overlooking the river. The Union forces launched a naval bombardment trying to obliterate these defenses. But despite their persistent pounding at the enemy with all the might of their gunboats, the Union couldn't secure the surrender of the Confederate stronghold. Now, listeners, close your eyes for a moment, unless you're driving, of course. Imagine the roar of cannon, the smoke, and the confusion as ironclad ships hurl shells the size of boulders at the bluffs, where men huddle around their own heavy guns, returning fire with grim determination. The river runs like a vein through the contested land, a prize both sides are desperate to claim. Under the leadership of Union Naval Commander David Dixon Porter, the ironclads and gunboats USS Benton, Lafayette, Tuscumbia, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Mound City, and Carondelet were tasked with silencing the Confederate batteries. Meanwhile, transports carrying Union troops awaited their chance to land and take the fight ashore. However, the Southern soldiers, commanded by Brigadier General John S. Bowen, were well prepared, with fortifications at Grand Gulf consisting of two main forts, Fort Cobun and Fort Wade, and additional batteries. They made it hell for those Union gunboats, withstanding the onslaught and even driving off some of the attackers with severe damage. After hours of fierce combat, the smoke cleared to reveal the Confederate forts still intact, the Southern guns still threatening. Grant had to reconsider his strategy. Instead of continuing the frontal assault, he decided on a bold and risky maneuver, sneaking his troops past the Grand Gulf batteries and marching them overland to attack from a different angle, south of Vicksburg. This change in plans turned out to be a masterstroke. Grant's forces eventually outflanked the Confederate position, forcing Bowen to withdraw and allowing Union troops to cross the Mississippi downstream from Grand Gulf. This move set the stage for the Siege of Vicksburg, a turning point in the Civil War, and ultimately, the Confederacy's control of the river slipped away like sand through their fingers. So why does the Battle of Grand Gulf matter today? I mean, aside from being a fascinating slice of history, it offers insights into military strategy, the importance of adapting to the changing realities on the battlefield, and the determination of those fighting for what they believed in. Now, a poignant question for you all. How often do we encounter situations in life that resemble this historic showdown? How often must we choose between sticking to our original plans and adjusting to unforeseen challenges? Can you think of a time when you had to pivot and adapt? I bet you can, and I bet it was as critical for your personal story as Grand Gulf was for the Union. The battle site today is part of the Vicksburg National Military Park, and it stands as a monument to the bravery and sacrifice of the soldiers who fought there. For history buffs and those interested in the Civil War, it's a place for reflection and learning. But let's take a moment to touch on something deeper, the ethical implications of war. The Battle of Grand Gulf, like any conflict, wasn't just about strategies and territories. It involved human lives, men who fought and died for their causes. What can we learn from this today? How do we reconcile the need for military action with the value of human life? That's something worth pondering, and I encourage you to explore these ideas further. And for our technology enthusiasts, consider the importance of advancements in military technology during the Civil War. The ironclads at Grand Gulf were a far cry from the wooden ships of earlier wars. Their presence signaled an era of change, where steel and steam would rule the waves. How do you see technology influencing modern warfare? Is it all about drones and cyber attacks now, or is there still a place for the boots on the ground? Before we close, a quick call to action for our listeners. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic. Have you visited the Vicksburg National Military Park? Do you have ancestors who fought in the Civil War? How do you think battles like Grand Gulf shape our current understanding of freedom and democracy? Dive into the Wikipedia article on the Battle of Grand Gulf for more intriguing facts and figures. And if you're thirsty for more historical explorations, search for other battles, events, and biographies that interest you. Wikipedia is a treasure trove, and with your inquisitive mind, who knows what you might uncover. Thanks for tuning in to Wikipedia. Join us next time as we crack open another page from the vast digital library of Wikipedia. Together, we'll keep connecting the dots of our shared past and piecing together the mosaic of human history. Until then, keep learning, stay curious, and never stop exploring the depths of knowledge out there. This is Alloy, signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Grand Gulf. Thanks for listening. See you next time.